Welcome to the Father's State. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all so much for being with me. Remember that you can support the Father's State by becoming a member of it right there on the YouTube channel or locals.com. And check out my coffee, Punchy's Coffee. Good. My own coffee. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. I have with me Kinga Hill. She is a model, actress, entrepreneur, and the founder of Find Your Light. Welcome.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
I'm super honored to be here.
Right on.
I really love your show, and you're hilarious.
So what is Find Your Light? What's that about?
Yeah, so basically I'm a post coach and a mentor to a lot of aspiring models, and I help them start their modeling careers. Especially a lot of my audience is women of color, and so I help them with starting their modeling career. So I did America's Next Top Model a million gajillion years ago when I was 19, and I left LA and moved to New York, and I had the hardest times getting signed to modeling agencies. It took me like 3 years, even with the top model fame.
Really?
And because as a woman of color, it's harder for us. There are less spaces for us. And there are all of these rules that they have for us that they consider acceptable in marketing that we don't know. It's not public knowledge, like hairstyles, nails, the do's and don'ts. None of that is common knowledge. So I'm here to help the girls find their light within and on set so that they can start their careers. And so I have a bunch of clients with beauty campaigns in Sephora and doing commercials and all kinds of stuff now. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
How do if the black women don't know how to get into model, how do they know is because they're black? Why can't it just be because they don't know how to really get into it?
Well, a majority of models don't know how to get into it in general, but models who are not black have an easier time. There's just more space for them at the modeling agencies. So a modeling agency, when they sign models, that's called their board. And on an average board of maybe 100 to 200 models, there are maybe 10 black models, maybe 20 black models. That's a stretch. And so there's just less spaces for us, and the rules are It's harder game to play.
Why don't black people start their own modern agency and just hire black people and not try to get into white people things?
Well, that's what I'm doing.
Right.
That's what I'm doing. So I'm an agent. I'm an agent.
Well, right
so
on.
That's
so
what
you
I
started
do.
Your own so, agency and everything.
Exactly.
So why isn't that typical for black people? Because it used to be that way. In the good old days, black people just started their own business and their own thing. Why isn't it like that now, for the most part?
Well, I can really only speak for my industry.
Right.
I think that there haven't been enough black people in this industry to understand the industry and how it works. And then people who do get to understand the industry and how it works, I think very few, very, very few of them decide to give back and teach the people behind them how to get into
it. Oh, I see. So black people don't normally share with other blacks?
Not all the time. I mean, I don't
really
want people attacking me. I'm just saying in my experience,
right,
I'm the first person of my kind to do what I'm doing. I'm the first person. I created the term post coach. There were runway coaches before I started, but no one really was doing what I'm doing. I'm teaching the girls what to put in your portfolio, how to build their confidence. You know, how to get into, you know, just how to go to a casting, what to wear, and just like everything a model needs to know about how to get started, they start. So I've been doing this for 10 years now.
Right on.
Thank you.
One other quick thing. I do notice that the blacks, when they get something.
The blacks. It's hilarious. As you're saying.
When they get something, they like to be the only one that has it, and they feel special, they feel important. So and I think that's the reason they don't share with other blacks. because they want to feel like they're the only one that has it. And they don't know that when you share as you're doing it, you get more. You know, you help people, you get more than you would if you try to keep it to yourself.
That's so true. I mean, I personally, a lot of it I can only really speak for myself, but God has blessed me so much, like so much. All I have left to do is to give it away.
Right.
And modeling for me was such a big passion, and I'm still doing it. I still work myself. But it's just as valid of a passion as is somebody wanting to be a doctor. That passion is still, and that desire to do it is still very real.
Right.
And I think a lot of people feel that they need to keep it all to themselves.
Right.
But like, I think that our purpose in life, people flourish, like God really makes you the king of your thing. And so you can, that's like famous words of Myron Golden, but like you can flourish by doing what you love, whatever you would do for free, whatever you like doing, whatever you lights you up. And then if it's providing a service or helping somebody else. So if you can get those two, that's a recipe for success.
The, what's wrong with the blacks?
In which regard? What category are we talking here?
Anger. They don't want to share. It's not normal. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah, you're right. It's not normal. But I will say this because, for one, I don't want people attacking me, so I don't want anything to be taken out of context.
That's right.
But we can't deny what slavery has done to us. We are still very much so living in the aftermath psychologically of what slavery has done to us. And so it's like the crab in a barrel kind of thing, and people are just trying to climb to the top. And they are only thinking about themselves.
Oh.
And so that's just my opinion anyway.
Right. Yeah.
And so there's no selflessness. Selflessness is not really a part of the equation. It's all about me, me, me.
Yeah.
And then especially with Instagram and social media now, it's me, me, me. And you can get me, me, me very quickly in 5 minutes. You can get it. You can go viral or whatever. But then, you know.
What's your life all about?
Oh, my life is all about learning, loving, and luxury. I love learning. I'm really, really big on spirituality. I love learning who I am, remembering who I am and what I was here, came here to do.
Right.
I'm really big on meditation, positive affirmations. And just like understanding the laws of the universe so that I can be as powerful as I'm supposed to be, you know?
And what is spirituality? What do you mean by that? What is that exactly?
That's a good question. I'm not very much a religious person. I mean, I definitely follow Christ and what he stood for, but I really believe that Christ is really genuinely inside of us and it's the decisions that you make. So people say, there's no such thing as perfection, right? But you can definitely make decisions that get you pretty close to it. And it's all in, you know, how you treat people, how you treat yourself, how you talk to yourself, and the actions that you take every single day. Like, we all get the same 24 hours. So,
and that's what spirituality
that
is?
For me, is just, pouring into who am I?
Right.
Who am I? What is all of this for?
And so, who are you?
I am a child of God. I am a lover and a leader. And I'm here to motivate and inspire people so that they can wake up, because a lot of people are still very much so knocked out asleep in terms of consciousness. And understanding who they are and what we're here to do. And just a person who's just trying to live in my purpose, you know, and affect change.
And so you told me who you belong to, God, right? And what you do, but who are you?
amazing. I don't know. What do you mean? What do you want to know?
You told me you're a child of God.
Yes.
So that's who you belong to.
Yes. Okay.
And then you motivate others and you do this and you do that.
Okay.
But who are you?
In which regard? Pertaining
to
what?
In the regards of who are you?
I'm Kenya. I'm a person who loves life. I've grown from my mistakes. I've gone on to leave a mark. I'm a person with purpose. I mean, we could talk about who I am and what I like, or, you know, what I stand for, or we can talk about any of those things, but...
Do you eat soul food?
Yes.
You don't look like you eat soul food.
I just had Roscoe's the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I go to Roscoe's by myself
all
the time.
Look like you just eat white people food.
No,
because you can't eat
out.
Soul food and maintain a nice body like that.
And that's a lie.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. What? I work out.
You eat
greens
and sweet potatoes.
Oh, the yams. Have you had the yams at Roscoe's?
I love yams.
Oh, cornbread. I'm a bread whore.
Really?
I love bread. Yes.
That's
love
amazing.
Bread.
And so you were born in. We were talking earlier. You were born in California.
Yes.
In Pomona, you say?
Pomona.
Was it Pomona?
Carson.
You were born in Carson?
Born in Harbor City,
oh, yeah,
California,
Harbor City.
But grew up in Palmdale for a little bit,
right.
And now
oh, that's
Carson.
What you said. Mm-hmm. And it was like a shock to move to Carson, right? Because
yeah.
You were black.
Yeah, because I wasn't like the other black girls. Not only did I not have, like, ass and titties, but, can I curse on here?
No, you can't.
But I also didn't speak like typical black girl, very, you know, eloquent and articulate, and the kids were not used to that. So I wore braces and glasses. I was a super late bloomer.
Oh, okay.
Super late bloomer. So super skinny, didn't have no swag, didn't have no sauce, you know?
And so they would call you white and attack you and things
like
that?
Call me an Oreo. They used to call me Sticks.
Wow.
That was my nickname, Sticks. A pile of sticks.
Really? And so... Were you shocked that you were treated that way by other blacks?
I was, because white people didn't treat me like that.
Right.
And
isn't
it's
that
not
amazing?
Like, it's crazy. Crazy, honestly. Like, white people from what I saw, you know, my mom moved us around sixth or seventh grade. They never made fun of me. And yep. Actually, we were rewarded for doing well in school. Like, the white kids I used to see, they yep. used to get... You know, from doing their chores and getting an allowance. That was a dream for me. An allowance? Like, no, you just have to clean. You just got to do what I say do, you know?
Right.
And I love my mother. You know, my mother is amazing. But being able to go to summer camp during the summer, leave, go on a summer vacation, be rewarded for doing well throughout the year. That was, you know, it was just a very different, it was just very different culturally. And so when I moved to the black schools, shout out to Curtis Middle School in Carson. It was the complete opposite. It was all about my hair. I wasn't wearing the latest shoes. I remember even being, I was in the head of leadership in yearbook.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to write the morning announcements. And I got made fun of for the morning announcements that I wrote because it wasn't like cool and
amazing.
Like full of, you know, It was such a culture shock for me.
And
so,
when you would
yeah.
tell your mother about it, did she take you out of the school? Or?
No, my mother, you know, I lived like a double life in that way, that at school I was not accepted, I was rejected and was not cool. I was a nerd, I was a loser. And then at home, I'm the oldest of four, and I was loved and I was appreciated, and that's where I felt safe. And my mom always poured into me. My mom... My mom used to tell me, like, your nose, because I haven't had any surgery, right? Or, you know, cosmetic surgery. And my mom would say, you have the nose that people get surgery for. And I used to think, she's just saying this because she's my mom. She's just trying to boost my confidence. Until I, you know, moved to New York and white women would walk up yeah. to me and ask me if I had a nose job.
Well, you definitely have a white woman nose.
Hey, this is what God gave me.
There you go. Were your daddy white or something?
No,
You're black?
No, black. African-American, black, and then Native American, so Choctaw.
Oh, so your dad was an Indian?
No, that's my mom's side of the family.
Oh, your mother was
Indian.
So
Florida before it was Florida.
Oh,
was
I see.
People. Yeah.
Amazing. I want to ask you this, and then I want to get into something else here. You said that something about blacks and slavery.
Uh-huh.
You're thinking that blacks are suffering from the aftermath of slavery?
Yeah, absolutely.
But why didn't that happen to my generation? Because in my generation, I was born on a plantation. I was raised on a plantation.
Really?
They worked the plantation. But blacks were not angry. They were independent. They went to black school.
Yeah.
They did their own thing.
Good question.
And they never complained about the white man holding them back or white people. And the word racism didn't even exist. Mm-hmm. That word was made up
later
during the civil rights movement
to
control the blacks. If black people suffer from the aftermath of slavery, why didn't they suffer then? Why did it skip over a whole
generation.
100 years and then it became important?
Well, that's a really, really good question. Really good question. I'd love to answer it. So I think for a couple of reasons. I think for one, the black men at that time were leaders and there was a sense of community. You know, it's like, where are
family
the Martin Luther
stuff.
Kings now? You know, where are the
Martin Luther King was a
leaders.
Loser, too. He was a socialist.
Well, I believe that. But you know, people who are going to make us gather and like stand for something. There's a couple people and I follow them on socials now, like maybe one or two people who are trying to like gather people and like raise our consciousness to understand our power. But beyond that, I also think that just society and how it's impacting the youth now, because you guys were so closely connected to the trauma. You guys were standing for something bigger. But now,
like
I think this, I think this generation now is so far removed. People act like slavery was 2,000 years ago. So, especially Gen Z, you know? And so I think that in the music and everything is promoting the worst stuff.
Right.
The music is huge.
The blacks are all, not all, but most, are victims.
Yeah.
And so,
for sure.
Is it possible that the blacks have been lied to by other blacks, including the so-called civil rights movement, by telling them that they were victims and they need to force themselves on white people and they need to do this, rather than just leaving them alone and let them build their own life as they were doing and then hang out with whomever they want to hang out with by choice and not by force? Was it a So is it possible that the blacks are being lied to? Because slavery was over 150 years ago, and it didn't impact my generation or my grandparents and all that. Is it possible that the blacks are being lied to about slavery and Jim Crow? I grew up under Jim Crow.
Yeah.
Is it possible that blacks are being lied to about all that?
I think it's very possible they're being lied to, but I think the bigger picture, whether being lied to or not, is that a lot of black people in the black community don't realize that they have a choice. And there's so many choices.
Yeah.
God gave us free will. We have infinite level of choices that we're making. The people you're hanging out with, even the music that you think you like, do you really like that? Or do you like that because your homeboys listen to it and it's on the radio? Like, what do you really like? What are your real interests? What kind of women really pique your interest? Or like, do you necessarily need to have the fat ass? Like, what is it?
And I never liked fat black butts. I like women with nice.
Yeah? Am I your type? Is this slender?
When I was in high school, all of my girlfriends had amazing bodies.
Flat stomachs?
And then there was one fat girl trying to like me. And her mother was her mother was the teacher, my first grade teacher, Miss Dinard. Well, I can talk about them now because they're dead. They're both dead. Mm-hmm. She ended up killing her mother later.
No.
According to reports. But
no.
I didn't like fat women. I like those little fine.
Slender.
Black women used to be fine.
I know.
They didn't have that big old birth of
buzz. 90s fine. That's what I want to get back to is 90s fine.
Right. So how do the blacks treat you when you tell them the truth about all that?
Well, first of all, a lot of people don't have many intellectual conversations with me. I'm, and plus, especially when it comes to dating, so I'm what people consider a sapiosexual. So I'm more so stimulated by a man who can have a conversation, an intellectual conversation with me and stimulate me mentally.
Yeah.
And so I'm not really having too many of these conversations. This is probably the most intellectual conversation I've had in a while, honestly,
really?
With a black person. Not that they're not intelligent black people out there. I just always have to give these disclaimers because people take things out of context.
Right.
But I don't think that very many, I don't even really get approached by black men, to be honest with you. And you know, that's why I was so grateful to have moved to New York. And because I date, you know, interracially, like.
You date white men?
Well, not white, but.
You don't date white men?
Australian I have.
What?
But that's different, I think. Slightly different
what?
Than Australian.
Oh.
Slightly different than, like, white. I've never dated, like, a white Caucasian American
man. And why not?
Just too many cultural differences.
But Australian white men are still white, right?
Yeah, they are, but I think culturally there are differences. I was dating this, I don't even want to talk about this person, but...
don't say their name.
Yeah, oh, definitely not.
Yeah.
But he was, you know... He was very black in a lot of ways, and his voice and all of these things, his friends, you know. But I'm a very traditional woman in the sense that I will never really approach a man.
Right.
I'll give you little signals,
nice.
You know, little clues that I may be interested, but I'm not going to approach you. So if black men are not approaching me, I don't think that, you know, it's fair to judge me for dating interracially.
That's
not that
right.
You're doing that.
No,
but
you're right about that.
Hey, I'll go where I'm appreciated.
Date where you want, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But why not white man? Why don't you get yourself like a real white man?
Oh, I love this. I love this interview, by the way. This is hilarious. They just never really scratched that itch for me.
I can see you with a white man.
You sound like my mom.
They'll take care of you. They won't be all mean.
No, I can take care of myself.
They're going to treat you like a lady.
Italian men can do it, too.
Right, but why don't you date a white man?
I've gone on maybe a couple. I've gone on a date with a guy who looked like Clark Kent in New York. He was great, but we really didn't get past the first date. I wasn't really stimulated here.
And why not?
What, him specifically? There was
not
no...
Not necessarily him
no,
specifically,
him?
But
what are you trying to get me to say?
Why? I'm trying to see why... So you'll be fit right in with a white man. Why
no.
don't you get yourself a white man?
No. Hey, like I said... I'm only picking and choosing from who approaches me. So
if white men
also,
were to approach you, you would say yes.
They don't really either.
But if they did, you would say yes.
I may go on a date with you if you can make me laugh, okay? If you can make me laugh, if you can get me to drop the divine masculine side, right? Because it's a divine masculine, divine feminine in every person. If you can get me to be... soft and feel just like a dainty little princess, then we're doing things.
So if
things
a white
are
man,
happening.
Y'all hear this, white people. Make them feel dainty.
Because I'm tall, too. I'm 5'11".
Right.
And with these on, I'm like 6'3". So
you're
if someone
5'11"?
Can, yeah.
So you need a tall white man.
I need a tall man, period.
Right on.
Period.
But especially a white one.
No. I want a black man.
You do?
Why
you want a black
You said
one?
Racism was just invented. I need attraction to your face. I like a good face on a man, nice in shape. Really doesn't matter the color.
Do you like alpha males or beta males?
Oh, that's a rhetorical question for sure. I like alphas. I like
right,
alphas,
yeah.
But like a mature
what is
alpha.
What is an alpha?
A man who's the leader of the pack, you know, who...
Yeah.
You know, knows who he is, makes his own choices, thinks for himself. The energy too is something.
Amazing. So do you have anger?
Do I have anger within me?
Yes.
No, but I do get, you know, frustrated at times. Sometimes because I, you know, I'm not out in the streets. I don't go to the clubs. I don't drink. I've been sober for 5 years now. you know, like, and actually just when I just reached my 5-year mark. And so now I feel like, okay, I get to live a little. I may have like a little glass of champagne or something. That's super recent as of like the last week. But any pent up stuff comes out of my workouts. I work out, I go running. I lift weights. I work out. I train, like right. super train. So that's
so
where
you have frustration. Out. You get frustrated at times.
No, I just feel like, you know, sometimes you got to like just let out just life stuff.
Why not let go of all anger so nothing that happens to you can ever, no issue can ever make you angry again? Why not just drop all anger?
Oh, well, I think maybe I have. I really don't think that I have any anger. I'm a very, very happy person.
Were you raised by your father and mother?
My mother.
And how about your father? You were not raised with your father?
No.
You
they divorced
him?
Pretty earlier. No. My mother was my mother and my father.
Really?
Yes.
Do you sometimes think about your real father?
Yeah. No, we just talked the other day.
Know him and talk to him. Mm-hmm. Have you forgiven him for leaving you with your mother?
I have.
You told him?
I have.
And what did he say?
He's from Mississippi. He comes from a family of like, I think 14 kids. So
right on.
I think that he was also like in the Air Force. So I don't think that he's very in touch with his emotions. And so anytime I just learned from childhood that when I am open and vocal about my any emotional stuff that he doesn't reflect it. He doesn't reciprocate.
Nice.
He's not vulnerable.
Especially down in Mississippi, mm-hmm. Alabama, men were not into the emotional stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Weak men are emotional. Real men don't get emotion.
Yeah.
So your father's right on, right, mm-hmm. for not being that way. And so have you forgiven your mother for turning you away from him?
How do you know she turned me away?
All mothers do.
Yeah. Yes, I have. I have. I don't really hold... That's a huge part of who I am, too, now. Uh-huh. I've healed from stuff, and... So much of the healing is forgiving other people and also forgiving yourself for the mistakes that you've made and just being better from that, you know?
So when you went to your mother and said, I'm sorry for resenting you, but turning me away from my father, what did she say?
Well, I didn't have those exact words.
Right.
She's going to be watching this.
Yes, your mother.
My dad will probably watch it too. It's hilarious. You're getting my whole life. You're getting my whole life, Jesse. But this is fun. This is fun.
So what did your mother say when you apologized to her for being resentful toward her because she turned you away from your father?
Well, no, I don't have the conversations. I take my mom on trips.
But
I take her on trips. I buy her bags. I have an amazing relationship with my mother.
Why don't you stand up to her so you can forgive her so that God can forgive you and make you free?
God has forgiven me of everything.
So then forgive your mother then.
I have forgiven. Can we run the tape back? Didn't I say I forgive?
But what did you say to her when you went and forgave her for turning you away from your father?
Well, you know what? Honestly, I've never had that conversation. I've never said that to her.
Why not?
Well, now I have to.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You really do.
Okay.
And you're going to experience a freedom that you've never had before.
Really?
Even though, yeah.
Have you done this?
Yes.
Really?
And everyone around the world who has done it, men and women, they're free now. Because mm-hmm. all mothers turn the children away from the fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And they recreate the children in their image.
Yeah.
And that's why you become just like your mother and never yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So forgive your mother. Don't be buying her bags.
I would still buy her bags now. My mom has made me a lot of who I am, a lot of my femininity and my intelligence. You know, my mom is also like very well-spoken. I get that from her. So I am a little mini me of her, you know?
No, you don't want to be your mama. You want to be you.
I am me.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying I attribute that to seeing her be an entrepreneur. My mom's a really big Black artist, like, in the art community. Yeah, like a lot of big time people have
let
her
me know
art.
What happens when you face her. All right.
Okay. I'll call you.
Amazing.
I'll call
and you're going to be shaking in your boots. Don't tiptoe. You're going to be shaking in your boots. But it'll be the last time you ever have to shake with anything. All fear will disappear.
Okay.
And you'll never know fear again.
And so what are the words? I forgive you
for turning me away from my father. Because she can have her mother did it to her, and her mother did it to her, and all women do it, all mothers
Never even thought about her mother doing it to her.
Yeah, wow. Her mother messed her up. Mm-hmm. Her anger came from her mother, and she need to forgive her mother. Is her mother still living? Mm-hmm. Oh, she need to forgive her, though she's dead. Mm-hmm. But let me ask, so you're a Christian, right?
I don't go to church. I follow Christ. I follow Christ. I follow Christ and his principles, not judging, just, you know, giving people. I'm still to this day still learning about how amazing Jesus was. And I follow that because, like I said before, I really genuinely believe that Jesus is really in all of us. It's the choices that we have. It's the decisions that we make, the actions that we take as we roam about the earth.
Do you create your own thoughts?
Absolutely.
You do create your own thoughts?
Well, me and God are like this, okay? Mm. So I, you know, some of my thoughts are not my own, but they come from God. But like, I have the discernment to understand, okay, this is God, or this is fear. This is my past. This is a limited belief, you know?
And so you say you do create your own thoughts, right?
I believe so.
And how do you do it?
Well,
what
let me
are the
tell
first
you,
three steps
sure.
of starting to create your own thought? How do you do it?
Okay, for sure. So, first of all, it starts with my mindset and my routine every morning when I wake up. So when I wake up in the morning, because this is, you have to stand at the gates of your mind every single day. Okay, so I wake up, I meditate. I'll either meditate, you know, in complete silence to music, to, you know, gratitude, abundance, whatever it is. Meditate, and then immediately after, I listen to positive affirmations. So this is setting the foundation of my whole day. Okay, so that my vibration is really high, because when you vibrate really high, when you are aware of the thoughts, you know how many thoughts an average human has a day?
Million.
70,000 thoughts a day. 70,000.
Can you imagine?
That's a lot.
And if you created your own thought, you created 70,000 thought yourself, and they are horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah, they're never good.
Horrible. And you know another brain fact? They're never good.
Right.
Well, when you're like in the matrix and you're not aware, but 90% of the thoughts that you're thinking today are the same thoughts you thought yesterday.
Absolutely.
So it's
what
only
a mess.
Chaos. 10% of your thoughts are fresh, new ideas about your future, about yourself, about your life, you know?
Were women created to lead or to follow?
Both.
Meaning, so God created women to lead or to follow?
I believe God created women to lead, for sure.
I say this in the sense that...
Without getting too sciencey, because I'm a little bit of a science nerd, okay?
Right on.
But there is a way that a woman is connected to her emotions. And when we hear and see things, it's very different than how men see and process things. Men see it very logistically.
Right.
You look at a forest, a man might just see branches, leaves, and a pathway. A woman is probably going to see like the foliage, the branches, the flowers, the air, the way the sun is coming through. That's just how we process things very differently.
But that's because women are nosy, right? And they see
Hey, I don't know the women you know.
They
look
at everything and judge it.
You might be telling on the women that you know.
Isn't that true, though?
Isn't that what, that we judge?
The women look at everything and see all the flowers and the trees and the birds
and
everything.
Well, that's why I'm saying we're meant to lead, because we're gonna be leading. If we are in a places of positions to lead, we'll have our heart involved, and we'll have emotion, positive emotion involved, most likely, if
really?
That woman is involved.
What a mess.
I like that quote. I'm going to start saying that. I'm going to start putting that in hashtags.
What a mess.
What a mess. What a mess.
So do you believe in the order of God and Christ? Christ over man over woman, women over children if they have kids? Do you believe in that order, God in Christ, Christ over man, man over woman? Do you believe in that order of God? Because that's the natural order that he created. Do you believe in that order?
Yeah, for sure. I'm a very independent woman. No, I'm a very independent woman only because I take care of myself. I'm an entrepreneur.
Right.
However, the day that I meet a man,
right on.
A real one, I'll absolutely follow his lead.
Absolutely.
But he will also respect my vision. And we'll be a nice coupling.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So do you want to be married and have children?
Absolutely.
You do want it.
I think I would be a phenomenal wife and mother.
But you're going to have to marry a white man because you...
Please.
You're not going to find a black man to do that.
But hey, maybe. I hear it's a lot going on in Africa. I might have to go to Africa
to find
him.
No, you don't want to go there?
Why?
It's a mess.
You really don't care about haters, do you?
So what?
Do you get haters?
Who?
Do you have people who follow your podcast and stuff and hate on you?
Yeah, but I don't think about that.
Don't think about it.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
That's not my problem. That's theirs.
Yeah, that's theirs.
That's my life.
Yes.
Yeah,
so, like that.
But get yourself a rich white man. Because you ain't going to find that in a black one.
Really?
First of all, you too white. And it's going to cost a lot of money, and ain't gonna black man going to do it.
We'll see what happens.
So tell God to give you a white man.
Hey,
tell him
God
to give you a
already
Clark
knows
Kent.
Who is for me.
That's
I think it's
right.
A couple options out
Absolutely.
There, though. Do you think there's only one soulmate out there, or you think it's several options?
One.
You think it's one?
Only one.
Ooh.
There's only one woman for the man. And only one man for the woman. The problem is, when we look for that ourselves, if we went out looking for a wife, or looking for a husband, you're going to always pick the wrong one, and then you keep going back into your imagination, you'll always be the wrong one.
Yeah.
But if you just seek what is right, and let right add on to you,
yeah.
it's going to only be one, and you won't have to put forth any effort into that relationship,
it'll work
naturally. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
What the?
Yeah. I believe that. You said it beautifully, too. For sure.
Yeah.
Like, I personally feel like I shouldn't, because I don't like playing games. You shouldn't have to play no games.
That's right.
Shouldn't have to be like, oh, well, what should I text? Like, I just want to be my natural self.
There you go.
It doesn't have to look like the conventional, how everybody else is doing it. Let's go on a date. Like, it doesn't have to be that way. Like, it might just be...
It will work naturally.
It'll just work out just completely naturally.
The truth, the light, will work through you, just like the darkness worked through you until you overcome it.
Mm.
The darkness worked through you, but the light will work through you, and it will give you all things that are perfect and all things that are good. But you got to trust the light.
Yeah. Find your light.
Isn't that amazing?
Find your light!
And your show is about finding the light.
Yeah.
Did you vote for the Great White Hope?
Who?
The Great White
Hope. Who is the Great White Hope?
The one and only. Some people call him King. And they hold rallies around the world celebrating the King. Some people call him amazing. The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him Daddy.
I call him the Great... I'm confused now.
I call him the Great White Hope.
Who are you talking about?
Donald.
Trump?
Right on.
Oh, my gosh. No.
No what?
No, I did not vote for Trump.
Why not? That's the kind of man
I'm going to be honest. No, I'm going to be honest.
That's the kind of man you need.
My mom forced me to vote for Kamala.
What?
My mom forced me to vote. For Kamala.
See, I told you, you need to get over her. What a helper.
I was mad, too. I was like, I don't want to.
Why did you obey her?
I don't want to. You know, I was a different woman at that time. I was a different woman at that time.
She forced you to vote for Kamala?
My mom is going to watch this.
Right.
She's going to watch this. Hey,
right. What a helper. Why did you listen to her?
Can you please not call my mother that?
What?
A heifer. And can I say that about your family members?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. She had no right to force you.
Can I ask you a question?
Why did you let her force you?
What's your astrological sign? Can I know this, please? When's your birthday?
May. So Gemini.
You're a Gemini.
Yeah.
Oh, that's in my chart. Gemini, but I'm a Virgo. I'm a Virgo, though.
Right on.
So I'm Beyonce, Michael Jackson, and Kobe Bryant, basically.
Do you regret not voting for Trump?
No.
Why not?
I'm not for Trump.
Why not?
I just think that I think that politics as a whole is a game and a circus that really, people may not agree with me, but it really doesn't. I know it affects certain aspects of my life, but it doesn't directly. Like I'm a master manifester. Like my life goes the way that I want my life to go.
So why
and nobody
you, your mama
and, if Trump is not affecting personally my life? I am an entrepreneur. I don't have any kids. I'm single. I'm free. I can move to any country that I want to. I can do whatever I want to do right now.
Right.
I got a flight to Miami in 3 hours. Okay. I am not. And you know, this doesn't mean because I definitely give back. I've developed some charities and stuff to help the less fortunate. There are people who are absolutely affected by the choices and things happening in the government. But it doesn't directly impact my life in the way that I move and the things that God brings to me in my life. So that's why.
If it wasn't for Donald Trump, I would not be interested in it.
So why do you
vote? Because the Republican and the Democratic Party are the same.
Yeah.
And Trump made the difference, but other than that, the right or Republican, they all the same. They're about themselves and not about the people at all. They work against the people. They don't work
exactly.
for the people.
Exactly. So why did you ask me if I voted for Trump?
Because he's amazing.
In what way?
He's making America great again.
Oh, okay. Well,
you see how he's shipping the illegals back? He's rounding them up and sending them home. Isn't that amazing?
Nah, I don't know. The illegals that I've seen have only helped me.
What do you mean?
Have only helped me. Whether it's, and this is going to sound, you know, but hey, this is my truth. When I need help moving things, when I need help with all kinds of things, when I need a man's help,
right?
It's not black men coming to help me move my plants up to my roof, or hang things or paint things and beautify my space where I lay my head.
It's illegals.
Well, that's why they help me.
That's why the rich people
want them
here.
And they're nice and they're generous with their time and their labor. So I'm not happy with that. No, I haven't seen none of them have done anything negatively towards me. So
right.
No, I
but
don't feel that
But that's why the rich people want them here to make them work for them.
I can't even take you seriously, sir.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you're hilarious.
But
your delivery is hilarious.
But they are cheap labor, and they tend, even though they're getting kind of lazy. Have you noticed the Mexicans and things? Because they've been spoiled with free Obama phones and free rent, free education.
But how is that negatively affecting you?
Because I'm paying for it through my tax dollars. That makes sense, right?
That's true.
I'm sorry?
That's true. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So Trump, last thing about Trump for now. Mm-hmm. He is doing the right thing by shipping the illegals back, right?
I just think that they should be, what I think would be ideal is to just give them they're already here, put them through the paperwork or whatever, make sure that they're not bad people that people have proclaimed them to be. And then just give them the paperwork and then just let them stay here legally. They're already here.
So if somebody breaks in your house and they live there for a week before we find out that they're there.
I live in Hollywood, California. There are homeless people who are on drugs that were born and raised right here in Hollywood who are more of a threat than the illegals.
I know, but my point is...
I'm just being honest.
If someone breaks into your house... And they live there for a week or two, and they're working for you, they're treating you nice. Would you like, just let them stay here in my house, give them a piece of paper to fill out and let them stay? Or would you want them to go to jail or being shipped back home?
Well, let me be honest. If there are bad people who are doing bad things, then they need to be not in society. So right. whether that's in not whether that's jail in America or jail or being, you know, deported back home, that's one thing. But again, as we started this interview talking about my business and being giving and having a generous spirit, there is plenty of space here. And, you know, other than L.A. being having a lot of traffic, I think that if people are here and they have come here to get away from harsh living, or because America is like this great place where people have opportunity. I've had conversations with people whose parents left everything. My security guard, he left everything from Ghana to come here to work, to send money back
black?
Home or whatever. He's black. He's from Ghana.
You got a black security guard?
Yeah.
Poor dog.
But I'm just more of a generous spirit. So I feel like, hey, if they're here, let's give them a chance to just get the paperwork together and make sure they're not bad people.
Is it right or wrong for them to come here illegally?
It's wrong. There's a process. There's a system.
I rest my case.
Yeah, there's a process.
So you went viral on the internet recently.
Oh.
And this was after an incident with a Twitch streamer. He's not here to explain his side of it. Mm-hmm. What really happened? It said that you were walking down the road somewhere in LA.
Road. Yes.
And he was streaming at the time, right? Mm-hmm. But tell us what happened.
So I'll tell you what happened. So I just finished a photo shoot with a client of mine and her mother. And we went to one of my favorite places in the world here at the Grove in LA. And it's holiday time. It's packed. And, you know, we hear, you know, this really, really loud individual. I just need to preface this by saying I have nothing against this person. I have nothing against him. I'm not mad. I'm not nothing. Okay. I like have my own life that I'm living right now. So I just want to say that. But we're walking and he's like very loudly in a neon pink suit, trying to get people's attention. He's got like five people with him. They've got this camera. And from the world I come from, someone has a camera. They're a videographer. They're not streaming live with 20,000 people watching. Like that's just.
That is nowadays. Though,
yeah. That's not the world that I come from, though. So
right,
I thought this was just a videographer.
Oh, okay.
And so he was really loud and. You know, we were all walking the same direction and I wasn't going to say anything, but then he started saying, you know, very loudly, you know, this is for black excellence. Martin Luther King, you know, did this to help us exercise the right to vote. And so I was like, well, let me help this person because I don't know who this is. And obviously they need help with whatever they're trying to promote. I have a couple of followers on Instagram, so let me see if I can help. So I walked up to him and introduced myself, and then he told me what he does and all of that. And then I said, well, let me put something on my stories because I didn't know where that video was going to be and I didn't want to have to reach out to them. So I said, let me just put something on my stories. And so I asked if we could do that, and we did it. And for me, because I come from the fashion culture and also I'm a content creator, when you're talking with somebody, you have to close the video out, right? Mm-hmm. So as a super nice send off, I just wanted to say, give me a smooch, like air kisses or whatever, just to close the video out. And he said no. And the way that he said no was really disrespectful. I was with, and it's not that I was embarrassed because had it been no one at the Grove, I would have still felt like, well, that was rude. You know, it was just rude. To say no like that and storm off like, and I already know how these young guys try to spin things. So I respect it. Obviously you have a girlfriend or something. And so I walked up to the videographer afterwards. And at this time I still thought it was just a videographer. And I said, please don't use that footage because you're going to don't try to play me. Okay. And so he said, okay. And then they put it on Twitter and they made that the whole highlight of everything out of all the people that walked up to them. And they tried to spin it as if Kenya from America's Next Top Model you know, was thirsty for a kiss from this person. And it just was so far from the truth. And it just got spun, you know, just taken out of context. And now, you know, these people are sending me racist, you know, comments, and still to this minute right now, for the last, you know, for the last week, people sending me just the worst things that you could imagine. And they've just taken it too far.
Was he black too?
Yeah.
And you're black. Why are you getting a racist comment if both are black?
That's what I asked myself. I have no idea. Oh. I mean, just people are just so full of hate. I think people don't realize that really happy people, like truly happy people, don't go on the internet and talk shit about people. They just don't. And anyone who's busy and doing anything, sorry to cut you off.
No problem, yeah.
Anyone who's about anything doesn't even have the time to spread hate.
And did you want a lip kiss or
no,
cheek kiss?
No, just like a cheek kiss. I don't know where his lips have been.
Right. And why did you want a kiss?
Just to close out the video.
Oh, I see.
You know, if anyone watches my content, like, I do it all the time to everyone, to trans community, to children. Went like, okay, that is just, I work in fashion. I lived it in New York. I've traveled the world. That's just what people do.
When he said that he had a girlfriend, did you understand why he didn't want to kiss?
No, he didn't say he had a girlfriend. I assumed he had one.
You assumed he had one.
He stormed off and said, no, no way. Whoa, what the hell? No, no. So, you know, it seemed like I asked him for something just so bizarre. You know what I
did
mean?
Did you feel rejected when he said, no, I don't want to kiss?
Yeah, I did. I did. Mm-hmm. I did feel it. I felt that, but it was, I wasn't asking for a romantic kiss. I was just trying to end the video.
Oh.
And so I felt a part of me, yeah, I'm human. Yeah, a part of me felt rejected, but not in that way. I felt like he was being rude to me. Like, you don't have to be rude about it. All you have to say is, oh, no, like, I'll give you a hug. Something like, I have a girlfriend. He could have said, I have a girlfriend. You know?
Have you guys spoken to work it out, or are you guys mad at each other now? Are you friends?
No. It's been on all the blogs. It's been everywhere. I would even go on his thing. I would meet him. I would meet him again and shake his hand because, you know, it's really just not that serious, you know?
When people are walking down the road and someone's out doing videos like that, screaming and stuff, do they have a right to video whomever walking down the road? Because you said you're going to sue him or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said you're going to sue him?
You know, I don't know... I don't know what the laws are in terms of filming in public in that nature.
Yeah, I think you just, if you're walking down the road, you get in the
way. Yeah, and I approached him. I approached him as well. So I am so abundant. Like, I'm not worried about that. I'm really, can't wait for this to go away because I have so many other amazing things happening.
So you're not holding a grudge against this guy?
No, absolutely not.
I don't know who he is either, but you're not holding a grudge against him or anything, right? Good.
Absolutely not.
Right on.
But I just feel like things change, laws change, like the rules with paparazzi and how they find people's children. And, you know, Halle Berry has done some things as well. Also, like the cyberbullying, like this stuff is all so new that there needs to be laws to protect people. And until that happens, like, justice has to be served in another way. You know, and that's really all I want to say about that. Like, I have a cybersecurity team. We found the addresses of people, and because people have been finding my business emails and sending me all kinds of just really low vibrational stuff. And so, just in turn, like, you should let people know, though, at some point, there's 20,000 people watching this.
But you approached him, though, right?
I did.
Oh, so he didn't do anything wrong.
I did.
Then.
No.
Okay.
I don't think he did anything. No, I don't think he did anything wrong. Other than like the moment that was like really rude. But.
Are you a feminist?
The definition of feminist has changed.
Right.
In this world, I stand up for. I'm a female, and I stand up for myself, and I stand up for any woman who is living in her truth and doing what she needs to do to affect positive change on the community.
And so, are you a feminist?
I don't know.
You don't know if you're a feminist?
You can decide it if you want to.
No, I don't. I wouldn't make a decision about someone else.
I don't live by labels. I am who I am. I'm me. You know, I don't like to subscribe to any kind of labels.
Right on.
Like that.
Amazing, huh? Mm-hmm. Feminist people are crazy, huh?
I wouldn't say that. I don't know. Things are getting, the whole world is crazy.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. So any other thing you want to say about that incident, like an apology to this young man?
You
would like to get together and do a show together or something?
Yeah, if he wants to, like, get together and do something, like, I wouldn't be opposed to that, like, at all. Again, like, I am so blessed. I am abundantly blessed, and right. I am so happy, and I am only focused on me. Like, I am focused on positive change. I want people to increase their confidence. I want people to chase their purpose and to unlearn all of the crap that they've had to learn from being, you know, in this society. And I want people to really find their light.
Right.
So
on.
That's all.
Do you realize, and then I got to put you on the hot seat.
Ooh, this seat is flaming already.
What a mess. Do you realize that the civil rights movement was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks? Other than it was worse than slavery or anything. Do you realize that?
Tell me about it. No, tell me.
Because they were free prior to the civil rights movement. They didn't have black leaders. Mm-hmm. They were not relying on the government.
So you're talking about the time in between slavery ending and
black women,
the civil rights movement.
Way better off before the civil rights movement came about.
So in between that time, slavery ending and the civil rights movement, blacks were
better.
Just banding together, just developing communities.
They weren't even into the banding together thing.
Okay.
They just lived their lives.
Just living their lives.
And they got along with whomever they wanted to get along with.
We need more movies about that era.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But they don't want you to know about that because they don't want you free.
Like Seneca Village.
They don't want
Seneca Village in Central Park in New York.
What a
mess. Do you know Seneca Village? I can't even. Jesse, you're hilarious, sir.
So listen, I got to put it on the hot seat.
Okay, here we go.
And I need you to answer these questions quickly as possible.
Okay.
All right.
The hot seat.
What is a woman?
Me.
True or false? When she's crying, she's lying.
True.
What is love?
Unconditional.
Do you keep bottle of hot sauce in your purse?
No, but I do keep a bag of Takis.
Have you ever told anyone how the cow ate the cabbage?
What?
Have you ever told anyone how the cow ate the cabbage?
No.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
No, but I've heard them.
Is Jesus black or white?
Black.
Should men be allowed to play in women's sports?
Hell no. Absolutely not.
And why not?
Because men naturally are stronger, faster, all those things, all those biological properties that are... No, they need their own thing. Categories.
Should women be allowed to play in men's sport?
No.
Amazing. Do we need more white babies?
Oh, shit. Sure.
Does a fish know that he is wet, that it is wet?
No.
With Big Mama Michelle, why did Big Mama Michelle eat up all the ribs?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know who Big Mama Michelle is?
No.
Right? Obama wife.
Oh, my gosh. This seat is hot. It's hot.
Did the bear shit in the woods?
Yes.
Is it okay to call a woman fat?
Yes.
Does her chicken have lips?
No.
Do you love white people?
Yes.
What is a man?
You.
Did you have fun?
Yes.
Thanks for taking on the hot seat.
Oh my gosh. This
amazing.
This is so much fun.
Tell the folks how to get to your website or your business or whatever you want to put on there.
Yes. So if you are an aspiring model or if you just want to learn how to increase your camera presence and learn how to pose, I have mastered the art of pose. I can teach you and you will never pose the same again. Find me on Instagram, kenya.hill. And my website is findyourlighttoday.com. Stay tuned. There's documentaries coming out. There's all kinds of things happening about America's Next Top Model. There's lots to come.
And that is
K-E-N-Y-A-H.
I need to spell it so you know black people can't spell.
No. You're horrible.
So spell that out again.
KEENYAH.hill.
Right.
Yes.
Amazing. Do you take white women too in your company?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You take all women.
We take all.
We don't want to come. Okay. Again.
Come on in.
I appreciate you being here. That was fun.
That was so much fun.
That was amazing.
That was so fun.
And thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget, you can support us by becoming a member on the channel there, FallenState.tv. On the YouTube channel there, and locals.com. And also I do cameos for you, shout out cameos, personal shout outs. What else? Support us, like, hit the like button, and all that good stuff. If you would like to see other people on the show, amazing show, contact my producer, producer@jessieleepeterson.com. No, my bad. It's the Fall Estate producer at thefallestate.tv. I'm black and slow. I can't remember all this stuff. thefallestate.tv. Does that look like a white man or a black man with the camera?
With all these lights, that's a black man.
You think that's a black man? You want me to kiss you on the cheek?
Yes. Would you give me a kiss on the? Would you give me a smooch? Okay.
Amazing, huh?
Amazing.
Thank you for coming. Thank you all again. And let us hear from you. Like, follow, ring the bell, tweet, what all that good stuff. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank Amazing. You so much. Can I have a hug?
Let's take a picture first.
Yeah, sure.
And then we'll
put
promo.